Real people.
Real people.
Real talk.
Real talk.
But in a fun way. Because, hey, life can't always be so serious. Broadcasting from New Mexico, this is the Young Excellence Podcast.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Young Excellence Podcast. You may notice a different setup that we're doing right now, and we thought we would just do a chill one because we had a really special plans for this week's podcast, but they fell through, so we didn't really have anything planned out for us right now, but so we're just kind of going to wing it to see, just to put an episode out, but I'm going to check the angle real quick. But yeah, we're just trying to wing it right now. You may notice we're using different mics.
You may notice I have a different hair.
Yeah, you want to tell them about that? Chunlee went through a big old struggle with her hair.
I'm still going through it.
You saw this video on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And she sends it to me. She's like, oh, should I do my hair like this? And she just like, you pretty much did it without like me saying, yeah, like not that my choice matters anyway, but
yeah.
She sent this video to me and the hairstyle looked really nice. And you can go ahead and say it because so you know a lot more about it than
I
me.
I did it. I was like, you know what? I need change. I've had like the same hair color for 3 years already. I need something new. And I went and did it. You could hear me. I can hear myself. And I went and did it. And now I don't know if I like it. And so I've been.
So she went. She decided to dye it. The hairstyle. We'll put a picture of it up. She wanted the blonde, like you know how I call it the TikTok
really
hair.
Strong money piece. Okay,
is that what
this
called?
Is what hair terms are called.
Okay,
it's
that's why.
TikTok
that's
hair.
Why I said you should take it over because I just know it's a TikTok hair.
I really wanted like a bright money piece and like a burgundy color on the rest, and so I colored it burgundy, but it was a four. If you're a hairdresser, you know what I mean. It was a violet four. So it means it's like a brownish, like a level four is like a dark brown. It's not black. So I went in with a four violet and it just came out really purple. And now it's turning brown and I don't know how I feel about it. But I should have just gone brown versus violet, which is like trying to get the burgundy color because I didn't like that color. And then the strong money piece, it was like really, really blonde. But then I kept feeling it was like orange. I kept feeling like it was really orange. And ugh.
When she first did it, the reason I call it the TikTok hair is because you guys have seen it. Like the girls, they dye like the bangs, you would say, right?
Yeah.
Right here in the front. And so she sent me the video and the chick had hers like a caramel brown, right? And her hair was like red.
Her hair was red.
And I was like, yeah, that'd look cute. So she dyes it. She bleaches it and it looked like really like blonde, like platinum blonde. And so
I felt like it was orange.
No, I think it looked really yellow, but you put a toner or you put the purple in?
I put in two toners and I didn't like either way of those toners. Well, yeah, I didn't like either of those toners. So then I woke up at 2 a.m. and I started bleaching my hair again.
At 2, I was up awake. I was like half awake. And I'm like, what are you doing? Because I could hear her rummaging through everything. And she's like, I'm doing my hair. And I'm like, who are you doing your hair for at this late at night?
I'm like, me.
It's like in the middle of the night. And she's like, me. And I'm like, I don't even remember like half of the conversation. I just remember that part. And I was like, what the fuck is she doing? In the middle of the night.
Oh
like she said, 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
And I can imagine you just staying up and you're like, wow, like, you're like, really, what should I do with my hair? What, like, thinking
I felt
of stuff
like
to do.
So ugly. And so I do it again. And then.
And she has all her professional hair stuff
yeah,
here.
So
she has like
stuff.
Everything to work with. She don't need to go to the store or anything.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I just didn't like the toners I picked out were not. It was not the shade I wanted.
Yeah.
And I wanted a really nice ashy color. And so Saturday comes and okay, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to get a lilac color and just mix it up with the conditioner and put it on there. I really love that. I'll insert a picture of it. It looked really good, huh? Mm-hmm. I got a lot of compliments Saturday.
Yeah, it looked nice. But then she was still like having like back and forth with
no,
it.
No, on Saturday I was feeling it. I was really feeling my
Saturday,
hair.
That was before you.
That was the party.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Sunday morning I washed my hair. All the lilac washes out. And it looked ugly again. I'm like, oh. So then last night I kept telling Jen, like, I hate my hair. I feel like I'm just going to go brown and just leave it as that. And so last night I went in and with the lilac color, and then I had like a little bit of purple, and so I just put purple in it, and which right now I really like it because it's not completely purple. It's like you could still see some of the blonde, so when I take a shower it's gonna wash out. Yeah, it's be really pretty, but now I like it. But then I don't know if I like the freaking violet going on in the back.
See what I mean? Because it doesn't match the front one.
No, I just don't know.
I think it looks good. Anyways. I think you kind of got the style that you were going for. I think you're just having different thoughts because it's not really your kind of hairstyle. It's that not. You would do. You kind of like the hairstyle you guys had before, like you guys seen on video. She had the highlights, right? You
would call them highlights. The highlights.
That's more of
I've
your
always
thing.
Like had highlights or like I've always called, no, because I had blue.
Is that Daisy?
Yeah, she worked with him. I've had blue hair.
Blue hair look good. I keep telling you should go back to blue, but
remember when I had red?
I barely remember. Yeah,
because I had it for like a week.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then colored it black.
But yeah, she's been having troubles with her hair. We went to the Natural History Museum this weekend.
Did. It was my dad's birthday.
It was your dad's birthday. I had a lot of fun over there. I haven't been there since I was a little kid.
Me either.
It felt good to be there again. I remember when I was little. I'm pretty sure like every natural museum has this. Their gift shop, they have like their cool rocks. Little rocks or like their fossil digging set and stuff.
I never found that.
They didn't have it when we went now, but when I was younger, I remember they had it. Or they had the dinosaurs with in the little jelly thing.
Yeah.
And I remember one time when the last time I went when I was little, I got one and I was being nosy. I don't think you're supposed to like actually dig out the thing. I don't know if you're supposed to. So yeah. I was being nosy and digging through the jelly stuff to get the bones.
Oh, really? Have you ever seen like the ones like it's like a block of gold and you like dig and you like it comes with like a little
the ones hammer. That are like on TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them. And if you do find gold or diamond, it's like this little tiny piece.
It's little one, you have to build it up for it to be worth anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was nice. It felt good. I feel like we rushed it a little bit. I was following Charlene's lead and she was like just jumping through everything while I was trying to read the signs.
I was in my element. I was a freaking Geller.
I don't think they had this when I was little, but they had the room where you could watch the archaeologists or paleontologists or whatever they're
paleontologists.
Called. Like look at the bones and stuff. Like they're like making them presentable, I guess, to put out
for display. But then I feel like they were scripted because the guy was like, oh, we can't look at
that. It kind of looked, we were talking about it, like imagine they hire actors because, I mean,
they were acting, he was like, yeah, right here. And she's like, oh.
Because okay. They look like there was, I don't know, I don't know if it was real or not, but it looked kind of scripted.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if they could see us through the outside. I asked her.
Sure they could.
I was like, do you think it's like double look, like that double pane glass where you can see, I don't know if that's what you call it, but where you can see them, but they can't see you.
Like for like the interrogation rooms?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And then that girl goes. Have you ever seen that?
No. I just seen that, like, the police, the detectives watch him through the room while they're asking him questions.
Like, okay, now I'm going to go in and bad cop, good cop.
We're using new mics.
We got new mics. Because our little collab that we're supposed to have.
Yeah, but like we said, the plans fell through, but we thought we would make a nice, chill one. You can hold these ones.
Yeah, I really like them. They're really nice.
Mm, they sound pretty good, I think.
They sound really good.
Sound a little bit different than our other ones, but these ones are a lot cheaper than our other ones, too, so... But these ones are more convenient to use. You just hold them and talk.
Yeah, they're so convenient.
Other ones are the more expensive ones. Yeah. But yeah, we just winging it this time.
And it's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Oh my gosh. And you have to work.
I have to work Thanksgiving, yes.
Sadly.
And now we have to go in at 6 in the morning. And I'm almost like so tired. And yesterday I was not feeling it. I was grumpy with everybody. And my hair pissed me off. So I was like, I'm going to put purple in it.
And I like to wake up with Charlene every day for work. Because we wake up usually around the same time. But now that she's been waking up earlier, I stay in bed because she wakes up like at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we usually wake up at 6. And I don't know, like... When she gets ready and stuff, I feel all lazy because usually we're up at the same time and I'm getting her water ready and her lunch and stuff.
And he's like, do you need anything? I'm like, it's 5 in the morning. Like, go back to bed.
I'm half asleep and I'm like, oh, do you need me to do anything? Because I just feel so lazy just seeing her like wake up, walking around and stuff. And then you just sit at the edge of the bed and I'm like, wow, she's probably thinking, wow, he's so lazy.
What I really think is like, oh, can I just get this over and done with?
And today she had to go in early, but she got to come home and relax. Yeah. That's why we're just chilling because she's gonna enjoy her day off. She's had a busy week this past week.
I really have.
Ever since she's gone over her sickness.
Yeah, Monday I put in a 12-hour day.
I know 12 hours was not yesterday. Yesterday? No, 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Forget it's. I feel like because we usually record the podcast Tuesdays and it's Wednesday.
He's like, "Do you want to record?" Sorry, I fell asleep. But he's like, "You want to record tonight?" I'm like, "No,
I know because you got home late because I had to go out of town, and I got back like at 5 somewhere around there, close by."
Yeah.
And you had gotten out of work already.
Yeah.
And then you had to go like.
I had to go to the store.
The store and stuff like that. And she was tired. So I was like, we'll just record early tomorrow. I put it out on Instagram that it's going to be kind of late.
Yeah.
We're just chilling this one.
But you want to see, do you have any like specific Thanksgiving that you really, really enjoyed? Like the most memorable with Thanksgiving?
When I was younger, I used to love Thanksgiving because every day, like every time, like we would do, before like we started dating, we would eat Thanksgiving dinner kind of earlier than we do now. We would eat it like at 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And during
that's not even dinner, it's lunch.
But at that time, the Macy's Day Parade would be coming on.
And oh, okay.
I just remember like all the time watching it. Well, because my grandma had this old school TV. You remember it, the silver one when we first started dating?
Yeah.
And we would watch it on that TV while we're at our kids' table. And, I don't know. I just remember that, like, all the celebrities performing and stuff like that. It was nice.
Oh, I used to like Thanksgiving at my grandma's because, like, all my cousins would go and stuff.
Sorry, I keep coughing. I just don't want to breathe all loud into the mic.
Us six would always have we would always have our, like, Thanksgiving kids table. Mm. We still have it. Like, us six still sit there, but now we have spouses and kids and stuff.
So. I've always wondered, like, what's the age where you're not at the kids table no more? Because there was never like...
No, because I feel like my mom and her siblings still have their own kids' table. It's just that they're the adults.
But now. Like at mine, it kind of like transitioned now. Because my grandma still puts the kids' table for...
She does, but
our
like
little
no
cousins we have. But when we were younger, there wasn't no like transition, like a certain age where you're allowed to sit at the adult table for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
We were sitting there till like... We turned 18.
Because like when we go to your Thanksgiving stuff, there still is like the kids table and the adults table, but you guys can like pretty much sit wherever you want. It's just like
we choose to sit together.
Yeah, so you guys, because I mean you guys are all the same age, you want to conversate with them, not the adults.
I know, because then the adults are like, oh, how's work?
There's not really you can much to say to the adults.
I know. It's not that we don't like the adults. It's just that it's different than being with your cousins.
Yeah, that are your age. You can talk about like stuff you like and stuff like that.
Oh, I feel like you missed out on like having cousins your own age.
Yeah, because I'm not a lot older, but I'm quite a bit older than most of my cousins. So I didn't really relate with them. They're little when we first started dating. My brother and cousin they're the same age, and they were what? 10, 11 years old.
They're like 11.
And I was 14. Yeah. It's kind of different.
No, that's why like it's good that you're in my family, because like we're all like around the same age.
Your family, like we're all the same age pretty much. If not, I'm one of the younger ones, but I'm there's still cousins in your family that are around the same age. But I mean, like, it's still we all kind of have the same things to talk about.
Yeah, like there's never a dull moment.
Yeah. Isn't nice.
We'd always play charades too, but like dumb charades.
Charades?
Yeah.
I don't remember playing charades. No, like, while we're dating?
No, this is like when we were younger. We play charades every Thanksgiving.
You guys don't do it no more?
No. Now we play like Cards Against Humanity and stuff.
We should take, one.
Yeah, we'll do that.
That'd be fun. We
got a game.
We had a game planned out for our guests that we had, but planned a lot again. I don't know how many times I'm gonna mention that. But
it's almost Christmas. I'm so excited.
Christmas. We got all our shopping done and stuff. I had some stuff I wanted to talk about with Zayn and Heath, but I don't remember. And Matt. But
I
had it this morning, but I can't remember what we were going to talk about.
Was it that they used to do cocaine?
I know. That episode we were talking about, I think we talked about it a couple
with
podcasts
David.
Ago. With David. We're talking about the Illuminati and stuff. They were talking about how they used to do coke all the time, and they used to waste their money on it.
I'm like thinking, I'm like, how the hell did they not get addicted to that? Because like that stuff is highly addictive.
They got addicted to it for a while, just from hearing what they were saying. Because they said that every Friday they would get their dealer to come
every Friday, but like,
and they would test it and everything. And David said that he would do it too, which was crazy to me because he doesn't look like he would do cocaine.
I know.
That's freaking crazy.
But like cocaine's like a rich people's drug.
Yeah. And Zayn and Heath and David even at the time too weren't really making money. They said just from what they've said.
Zayn and Heath were. Well, no.
Not a lot. Because they were broke. Remember Heath's
mom used to have to pay
him. He used to help him pay his rent, and he had to go back to Florida at some point. And then he finally came back because he was like, no, I'm not giving up. But they were like broke. And they, I guess, I mean, I've heard a lot of stories from like other podcasters and stuff that live in California that mm-hmm. that's happened to them, or they know people that happens to.
What?
That they get into like the cocaine oh, and drugs really? And stuff like that.
Yeah. I feel like that comes with like the package. Like they're like, oh, now
you. I think it's such a like a well-known thing, so people, you, anybody you hang out with, you're bound to be around it.
I would never do it.
Me either. That's too crazy to do.
Not even shrooms. I could never do shrooms. Psychedelic drugs, hell no. What if I see, you know?
That's like my worst fear, because I used to, when I was younger, I think it was even before me and Shirley started dating, I used to look up videos about
you used to do them.
No, I would never, but I would look up videos about like people doing it, like what they look like doing it.
Yeah.
And they would describe their experiences and stuff like that. And just from the stories they would tell, some would be scary, some would be like funny, but I would never, like, just from seeing like the videos that people are like, oh, this is kind of what it's like.
Yeah.
And then she looks crazy. Oh, have you seen those God. videos?
No, but that's like Rami way back to middle school. It was like somebody, I don't know who it was, something happened to them and they like broke a leg, or they did something really bad happened to them, I don't remember what.
Yeah.
And they're like, the rumor was in school that like they did shrooms and they were like on their roof mm-hmm. and they fell off.
No way.
Yeah.
In real, like here that you know?
Yeah, I was in middle school.
Sheesh.
But I don't remember who
that's,
it was.
That's why I'm so afraid of doing stuff like that, is because of like the scary shit that could happen.
I just like brought me back, because like sometimes like you put memories in the back burner and then like you bring it up and
yeah.
Yeah, but like I just like, that was like a weird memory to remember. But no, I would never do shrooms. I would never do drugs.
Yeah.
I just couldn't.
Me either.
Not even, like, alcohol? Like, ugh, like this past weekend.
What are you talking about? This past weekend you got
this past drunk? Week, I got drunk and I didn't really want to, but I did. And the room was spinning. I'm like, baby, help me.
We have this sliding door in our room. That's what our curtains covers in the normal set. And so I she was at the party for, because there's the wedding weekend,
but we had an after party at my mom's house,
and I had to come get the dogs, and then I went back for her, like it was time for her to come, because she was like drunk.
I was drunk,
so I was like, all right, we're gonna get going. And when we get home, she's like, she's sitting down and she's like, the room's spinning, I'm gonna throw up. And you're like, huh? And then you come outside, you walk outside like barefoot and everything, and you're like trying to throw up, and I'm just laying in bed, because I was like, I'll just let her do her thing, she's fine, there's nothing dangerous out there that she can hurt herself with. And all I hear is you're like, I can't throw up, it's not coming up. And then finally she started throwing up, and all you hear is,
don't be real, don't put that in.
It was funny, because I was like, I've never heard you throw up before. And just because, I mean, you're drunk, so that's like a different you. So maybe you now, like normal Charlene, wouldn't throw up like that.
I think you could throw up. I think
you've seen me throw up before, right? You've rubbed my back while I was throwing up.
When?
When I was sick at some point.
I don't know.
No? I feel like you have.
When Jaden gets like these man colds, like where he's like practically dying.
I am, like, there's,
and then when I have freaking pneumonia, he goes, oh, take a vitamin C, you'll feel better.
Well, I'm trying to give you my support, my knowledge, like, and try and help you.
I'm like, oh baby, what do you want to eat? I'll make you whatever you want. He's like, I want macaroni and cheese with weenies. I'm like, I got you, baby. Rubbing his back.
Us men like to be babied.
Yeah. I feel like every guy likes to be babied when they're sick. My dad acts like he's dying. Serious.
Oh, we don't have no topics, no Reddit discussions, no news, no nothing. But
no,
I saw
nothing.
I saw this Reddit post. I was on Reddit today, and it reminded me of what Heathen was talking about in one of the podcasts. The Reddit was about why is smoking sexy?
Oh no!
And you remember in the podcast where Heath was talking about when like him smoking cigarettes and something, he's like, cigarettes just look cool. And Mariah was like, yeah, they look hot.
Yeah.
You think it, I mean, in movies and stuff, they look cool, but in real life, if you're like around it, it's disgusting.
If you were freaking Johnny Depp in 1980 and Baby Cry, yeah, it looked hot. Yeah. But in present day, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I think it's disgusting. I can't even stand the smell of it.
I can't. I could never, smoke a cigarette or like a Nick or whatever the hell they're called.
Like the, they're not Juuls. Is that what a Juul is?
Yeah, I think so. It's just like electronic cigarettes.
They're probably the same, right?
Yeah, I feel like they're like a pack of cigarettes now is like $10, and then you get one of these that lasts like maybe a week for like $30. Ooh, I don't know. Does the cost come out the same, or like are you paying more for one or the other? Which one is it?
I don't know the price of. I mean, I don't do them, but I don't know the price of like the electronic cigarettes. Are they cheaper? Do you get more out of those ones than the cigarettes?
I think it depends how many times you're puffing.
Because the price of cigarettes has came up, right?
Yeah, because my dad's cigarettes are like $10.
No, then I mean maybe.
But like, the price. I don't know. Like. See, the reason they invented these electronic cigarettes is so, like, they could get the kids to do them.
Yeah. I've heard that in France and in Italy, I don't know which one it is, that on their cigarettes, they put, like cancer people, like, people going through lung cancer and stuff from smoking cigarettes. Yeah. Like, the most gruesome pictures they'll put on their packs just so they can try and stop the amount of cigarettes they smoke. But in those countries, it's like a delicacy. Like everybody does it.
Everybody smokes.
Like you anywhere. Like there's no smoking
the kids
signs.
Smoke.
You can go to like a cafe or a restaurant and they let you smoke inside the restaurant.
Even like drinking, like everything is just so much more socially acceptable. But then they do it. They don't do it like the way Americans do it. Like Americans, like we're just sloppy.
Yeah.
We're sloppy.
I think because we kind of go overboard on things. Over there, they kind of know like how their to limits, limit themselves and stuff like that. Like they don't go till they're drunk every time they drink. And over here, they kind of overboard.
Yeah,
you know?
Like I ever see that one TikTok that was like, it was like, oh, 21-year-old Americans buying their first alcohol drink. And it was like 12-year-old Mexicans. And then it was like 7-year-old Russians.
Yeah.
And then it was like Irish in the room.
Someone calling me?
Yeah.
Could hope, and if not, I don't know what we're gonna do.
Jane's mad at me
because we had to take a break. If you guys listened to the last one, there was a phone call and I was looking for it, and Charlene's like, oh, I'll pause it and you could pause the recording on the machine, but she turns it off.
I know.
So if you guys are listening to this, we're able to combine the audio. I don't know, I've never done it before, but if we're able to do it, you're listening to this then. But if not, I don't know what we're gonna do.
I think you can, because like Heath and Mariah did once, because remember their audio messed up and so they combined it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could do it. I just never have done it before, so I don't know how.
I don't know.
But we could try.
I'm so sorry. I really didn't mean to. I was trying to do something good, but
and I right when I got up, I was like, you have to hold it down, and she's like,
I know. Well, because one time I held it down, he's like, what are you doing?
Because I think at that time I told you to turn it off. You were turning it off, but you held it down and you put it on pause.
He doesn't get that. I'm dyslexic. And I need more time to learn.
Now you learn. Holding it down is pausing, and tapping it once is
turning
it off.
Anyways, what we were saying.
What were you talking about?
About drinking in moderation.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so then, like, that little Irish boy. And he was like, and it was like Irish people in the womb. Because, like, over there, they just drink. Like, it's no big deal.
Yeah. Who knows?
Okay, I feel like each one of us should get on Reddit, and we should find a discussion and we should talk about it. Let's do that.
My phone's recording.
Oh, okay.
So you'll have to do the work for both of us.
I like the relationship ones because okay, so read it. It reminds me of You, like not You, but like the show You.
Oh yeah. Okay, this one says, I 21 female found a mysterious box under my fiance's bed. So I moved in with my fiance about a month ago since we got engaged. And yesterday, while he wasn't in the apartment, I found a weird box under his bed. It was full of women's toiletries, some of which looked used, as well as clothing items, mainly bras and panties, as well as random objects, keychains, small toys. Most of the items in the box were girl, I guess. And the fact that they look like they belong to someone or even multiple people is kind of creeping me out. I put the box right under where I found it and didn't tell my fiance anything. Any ideas what this is? And then someone in the thing is like, you're dating an older Joel Goldberg.
Facts.
This one's like, I don't know if this is an American reference or I'm just dumb, but who's Joel Goldberg? It is. I feel like some of the stories on there sound too movie-like.
They sound too movie-like.
Like, this isn't the first one I've heard. But then again,
like, you have to realize, like, movies are based off on people, like, so there has to be somebody out there that is a Joel Goldberg and stalks women and takes stuff from their house.
This isn't the first one I've heard that's like that, like, that's like has happened in movies.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm like, are people just like putting the stories there and making a little change on it, like under the bed, and trying to make it seem like it's theirs, or maybe it's actually happening.
Yeah.
If it is, it's pretty much like a. Maybe he's like Joel Goldberg, maybe not killing people or anything, but he's like
stalking.
He has an obsession with maybe other girls.
Ugh, I could never.
Imagine you use like, sorry to get weird, but imagine you use like a pad or something.
Imagine you use a diva cup and then your diva cup goes missing and you're like, where the fuck's my diva cup? And then do you know this dude's over there taking shots out of your fucking diva cup.
He goes to the girl's bathroom and he goes through the trash just to find the used pads and keep him.
Oh my gosh.
Or how would he even find like girls' underwear? He would just like sneak into their place or something.
Sneak into their place and you open Joe up Goldberg, their drawers.
He does it. He's like, he knows the people he's doing it to. So
he doesn't know them though. He didn't know Beck.
But he felt like he knew him.
He knew
people. Or knew her.
Yeah.
But for him, it's a lot easier. In real life, it's a lot harder because movies, they're not so realistic.
No, because remember when he was in the shower and she almost caught him in the shower?
Yeah, but that in real life, I feel like the person would have got caught.
In real life, I would have felt somebody, because even when I go in the bathroom, I'm like checking the shower, I'm like, who closed this? Why is it closed?
I feel like they would get caught in real life, because what real person, someone would be standing in their shower and someone's like talking on the phone and they're like, all right, I'll meet you there and turn off the shower. I feel like they would just jump in while the water's running anyway. So I feel like in real life, they would have gotten caught.
What would you do if you're in that situation?
And who turns on the shower without looking in the bath?
I know.
How she's like poking her hand through, opening it. I was like, wouldn't you look?
I check the shower. I make sure I turn it the certain degrees it has to be to it. It's a certain temperature. And it always is.
But that's why I say TV shows and stuff aren't really realistic to that kind of point.
Okay, but saying that this is real, what would you do if you were her and you found your boyfriend's, your fiance now? Dirty little secret.
If I was in the girl's position,
yeah,
I wouldn't even know how to like ask him about it. Be like, maybe be like, oh, what's that box under your bed? I didn't open it, like, but I was wondering what it is.
Honey, I was cleaning under the bed today because I wanted to fit some stuff under there. I'm like, I found this weird box of like underwear, but I don't remember buying them.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that's probably the best way to go at it because you don't want to like say it and then get all mad at you for going through their stuff. Even though you guys live together, but
I'll be up and
that's really weird.
I'm just kidding. I don't even know what's in these.
My clothes. What else would be in there?
A dirty little secret box.
Imagine.
Don't tell me okay.
I think this one sounds pretty good. This one says, advice needed. Do I tell my boyfriend his wife cheated on him? Pretty much what the title says.
Do I tell my boyfriend his wife cheated on him?
Oh, my brother. Sorry.
It's like, honey, tell yourself.
On Saturday night, my sister-in-law confessed to me while she was super drunk that she has been having an affair with my brother's friend. Things got physical on... physical based on some of the things she said, etc. He held my face and told me I'm beautiful. But she never explicitly told me they had sex. She told me that a few months ago, this guy contacted her out of the blue and said he has feelings for her. I guess her and my brother have been having issues this past year, and their marriage was a little rocky. So when this guy announced he has feelings for her, she was extremely confused and took the time to explore her feelings in their relationship. Once again, I'm not sure if they had sex, but she did say that they would meet often and it was going to stop because she was prioritizing her marriage. Here is where I need advice. Do I tell my brother? He is happy right now and just got a promotion and they are working on their relationship. And she said it's going to be her focus and that it's over with the other guy. Do I tell my brother and insert myself in the relationship or let her bury it and let them focus on a happy future? I am confused. If you're in my shoes, would you get involved in the relationship and tell him?
Okay, did she cheat? Did she sleep with him?
That's what he doesn't know. But I mean, when she, the stuff that she was saying that when she was drunk, that he grabbed her face and told her that she was beautiful.
Okay, but emotional cheating is also cheating.
I mean, either way, she's already cheating with the other guy, but some people have different different kind of categories on what's cheating and stuff. So we don't know if the boyfriend in them's cheating is only sex, and if not, like, or if it's like emotional cheating where they have like a connection with each other and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Would you tell your sibling if they were cheating their
100%
significant other?
I don't know. Would I?
I don't know.
I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would be like, hey, so-and-so, because I feel like my sibling wouldn't believe me.
Yeah. But I feel like some people would use, like, say, oh, I don't believe you or something. Because especially you, because you like to joke around all the time. Charlene's like, I tell her all the time, I'm like, you're like the boy who cried wolf. She says like, oh, I'm sick, or this happened to me, or this happened. When what I tell her, I'm like, one day it's gonna actually happen and nobody's gonna believe you because of how much you bullshit.
My car got stolen. I called her. Yeah. I'm like, guys, my car's not here. And they're like, shut the hell up.
All the time. She used to be like, oh, my car got stolen. And then it finally did get stolen.
And nobody believed.
Even me. Like, I was at the store. I think we've told it before. Yeah. I was at the store and she tells me and I'm like, no, you're lying.
Yeah, he wasn't in a rush to go be by my side. Because
I thought she was lying.
My car got fucking stolen and no one believed me. And they're like, why aren't you crying? I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Ever since then, I've noticed you've stopped. You haven't done that.
You think so? I don't think I have. Because I'm like... because I'm just like, yeah, I quit my job today, and they're like, shut the hell up.
Yeah, but I feel like, yeah,
they no one would believe me if I went to my sister and I was like, hey, you know, so-and-so is cheating on you.
Yeah,
you think she'd believe me?
It's either that or what was the other one you said? It, but I kind of forgot that they wouldn't believe you, or they would be like, oh, that's none of your business.
Yeah,
because maybe they have some idea that they are, and they're like, why is she asking me? That's none of her business.
But if my significant other was cheating on me, I would want my sibling to tell me.
Yeah, me too.
So, I don't know.
I think it's only right, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, I think it would be only right. That's what I would do. I would tell you.
Me too.
If you're my sibling. No, that's weird. Yeah. Okay, one more. Oh my gosh, I know what I want to talk about.
Okay,
so if you ever watch this movie on Netflix, it's called Cam.
Oh, Cam. Yeah, you were telling me about it a little bit a while ago.
Yeah, me and Jaden, we watched this movie called Cam, and it's like basically all cam girls and how, like,
it's a really good movie. I used to like watching it, and Charlene used to think I liked watching it because the show is pretty much about, like, I'm pretty sure you guys know, like, cam girls, like porn cam girls. Can you say porn? I don't know if you can say porn.
I
don't want to get striked by YouTube or anything.
Yeah.
But like adult industry. We'll say industry,
it reminds with corn. Okay.
Yeah. We'll say corn cam girls.
Corn cam girls.
And they, where they like get naked and stuff. And she used to be like, why do you like watching? Because they show their private parts.
I never said that.
Not in a bad way. I feel like you were joking.
Oh, okay.
But it's been a while since we watched
it. It's been a while, maybe, but like, it's 4 years. Really good movie, huh? Basically, she's a cam girl, and she's, like, working her way to the top, and...
She gets pretty far up.
And yeah, then, but, like, this person that, like, looks just like her takes over her account.
Was it... Did she... So now we have two clips and two audio clips that we need to mess with. This was just a mess. It just was kind of like a free ball.
It is what it is.
We didn't really plan anything out like we usually do.
Okay, but
you see us now are set.
I know. We have for this phone podcast calls and everything.
Don't worry, we're gonna get back to our old one soon.
Yes, but okay. Anyways, so this person takes over her account that looks just like her and is doing all kinds of weird stuff. And she's like, I can't log into my account. She's trying to get a hold of the company, and they're like, ma'am, your account, we can't give you that information. She's like, it's my account. Why can't I get in there?
Was it someone that looked like her, or somebody like hacked her or something?
It was somebody that looked like her.
Yeah, because at first she thought it was someone hacked her, like was replaying her old videos, but she would go back on her schedule.
Yeah,
and she didn't do none of those videos. But it was weird in the movie because the person was doing collabs with other girls.
Yeah. And like high up there girls, like the number one spot.
And wouldn't the actual girl go talk to them?
Yeah.
And they like didn't believe her. They thought it was her.
Yeah. So it was like so effing weird. And so like, anyways, like recently, I don't know if you guys have seen the like the lives on TikTok, but tell me why it doesn't look like the cam girls.
Yeah.
Because you could send them gifts and like, I'm just gonna say it, they're very explicit on that.
Yeah, like I was telling, they've popped up before too, but I was like, I don't even bother watching them because it's weird.
I go through them, I'm like, who is this? But they like, what
show,
are they doing?
They show like their tops.
Well, I like one popped up on my, I was like scrolling through TikTok and one popped up because like, you know how sometimes the lives pop up. And I showed Jaden and she's like bending over and she's like, who's back there? Who's behind me?
And or they're like, I've been on watching TikTok with you while they pop up and there's some where you like you swipe and they're already like arching their back.
Yeah.
And they're like answering questions while they're arching their back.
But like
in like a sexual position.
Yeah, it just reminds me of the movie Cam, because like you could send them gifts, they're like working their way up to the top spot because like it says like live, it says like top spot or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god, TikTok really turned into a
movie.
And
I asked you, I was like, do you think they've actually like slip like the whole thing before, like either like their tops or their bottom part or something, and I'm pretty sure they have.
I
feel like TikTok is quick with it, so they either ban him or they take it down right away or something, but there has to be a bunch that it's happened to.
Bet your ass they go grab an ice cube and go
what do you mean, is that only girl knowledge or what?
No,
what do you mean ice cube?
I have to tell you later.
Okay.
Anyways. But yeah, I mean, it's just really weird how TikTok now.
That movie we're watching with Andrew Garfield.
Oh, Jaden's obsessed with this movie.
It's about Jonathan Larson. He's like a musical writer and stuff. I don't want to go too much into it because it's not really interesting, but it's crazy.
He told me everything within 1 hour.
We were going to the Natural History Museum and... That's like the whole drive there. I was telling you about it.
He was telling me everything. And I'm like, do you know this whole guy's life? You're like, I watched the movie. I'm like, when?
Yesterday.
You watched it Saturday.
But it was a really good movie. It's called Tick, Tick, Boom, if you guys want to watch it.
TikTok boom, bitch.
TikTok boom. Crazy.
Anyways, tell us about it.
No, I don't want to go too much because there's too much to talk about. I don't want to say it's not really that much that interesting.
Sum it up.
Okay, so it's about this guy. His name's Jonathan Larson, and he made a musical. I'm kind of confused on which one it's about in the movie because he had multiple Rent or Suburbia or something, but it's mostly about that. And
basically what happens is that he's writing this musical and he finally finishes it. And the day before it debuts, he passes away from an aneurysm.
Yeah. And it's just about like how his whole life story, about how he spent 8 years writing the play and it was like his 30th birthday that he was going to perform it pretty much.
Yeah.
And that everybody was like, oh, you're 30 years old and you have nothing to show for it. And he started feeling like a failure because everybody else was starting to do stuff. But the people around him were giving up on his dreams while he didn't want to give up on his dreams.
Yeah.
And he ended up creating like amazing plays and all that. And the day right before his Rent, you guys, I mean, if you know Rent, you know that is a big thing. Right before it was about to premiere, that night he died. The day before the thing, it sold out and everything, and he died.
Yeah, from an aneurysm. And Jaden was like, once he said aneurysm, I'm like, that's my biggest fear.
Aneurysms are scary. Ever since I found out about him, I've always been scared because they could happen anytime.
And I know. I've been sitting here.
I don't know if it's like a sign or something, but I've been having awful headaches and I'm like, what if aneurysm, what if it's something like that?
No, like remember when I was having awful headaches and I went to my doctor. I'm like, yeah, can I get scanned? I've been getting these headaches. I'm like, I'm worried there might be an aneurysm. And she's like, we'll prescribe you some ibuprofen, but I don't think it's an aneurysm. Bitch, how do you know?
Is it a sign, like a symptom of an aneurysm?
Yeah, headaches.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, why do you think I wanted to get checked? I'm like, I'm a hypochondriac. I really am. I'm like, oh my god, my big toe hurts. I'm like looking it up and it says I have cancer in my freaking stomach. I'm like, BB, I have to go to the doctor. And take Google away from me.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I didn't have Google, I'd be like, thesaurus, why does my big toe hurt?
Yeah.
Like, you ever had to use a thesaurus?
Oh, another topic to talk about. What I was going to tell you earlier. So I had to go, like I said, I had to go out of town yesterday to take our car for oil change.
Yeah.
And there was this, the guy that helped us before, like that sold us our car. I don't know if he works there or not. He wasn't there when I went, but I was like, because he was a pretty cool dude. I was like, oh, maybe we'll see him and I'll say what's up or something.
Yeah.
And I get there and he's not there. Like the whole dealership, they only kept two of the ones that I've recognized, and they've gotten like a whole new staff.
They did a whole cleaning out.
And I was telling Charlene, we were talking about it. Oh, while I was over there, we were messaging. And I was like, I wonder, like you said, oh, I would quit too, or I would leave. I wouldn't never be a car salesman.
I wouldn't.
And I don't know, just like I was sitting there for over an hour. And during that hour, there's like a couple families, like with teenagers and stuff coming in. And it's like, I would get so tired of being a car salesman because of like how much you have to bullshit and kind of like sort of beg somebody to make a sale.
Yeah.
Because that's your whole job, is like bullshitting to make a sale the whole time. Like you have to go and bother people. And that must get so tiring to do it.
Reminds me of like the Jehovah's Witnesses. They're like, can I tell you about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Well, Jehovah?
I've seen some where the Jehovah's try and go and they just shut the door on them, which is rude. But that's why I would never work in sales, because there's been people like since I was younger, they would come and sell like their little cleaning products and stuff.
Yeah.
And I would never do it because most of the time you're going to get people that don't want nothing to do with your shit and they don't want to hear it anyway, because those people talk for hours.
For hours.
You let them talk to
they
you?
They called my mom into they. Like she bought a Kirby because they're like, let me show you about our Kirby, and they're like, it cleans windows, it freaking what's it called, shampoos carpets, it could do it all. And she's like, oh, I'm gonna buy it, and she fucking bought it. And like $2,000.
You let them talk to you and they'll keep you for hours. I've seen it firsthand since I was little. Like I would go when they would come to the door, I'm like, oh, my grandpa and grandma are here, then I go get them. And I go to the room and I come back like an hour or two later and they're still there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sheesh, how much are you trying to sell this shit?
No, I know.
Doesn't it get tiring?
But like the funny thing is like my grandpa and grandma were Jehovah's Witnesses. So they would make sure they'd go to our neighborhood and they'd be like, oh, I'm gonna go knock over here. Because they know we can't say we're not home.
Yeah.
My grandpa and grandma, they know
we used to say we weren't home because my grandpa and grandma would be like in the room folding clothes or something. And I would be in the living room. And I would always peek through the window before answering the door. And you would see him. And I go to my grandpa. I'm like, oh, there's two guys here in suits or like dressed up nice. Yeah. And my grandpa's like, oh, leave him. It's those people trying to give you their scriptures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Not that it's a bad thing. I mean, to each their own. Yeah. But
I don't go back to the car salesman. I could never because
Yeah, doesn't it get tiring? Like, yeah, it's a job. Like, it's your job to do that. But your job is pretty much like bothering people all day.
Yeah, because like even when we went to get our car, they're like, oh, we didn't know we were going to buy it yet. And they're like, well, run your credit. And be like, well, hold on. Don't run my credit till I know I want a car.
Yeah, we told them, like, we kind of slowed it down. But like they start like kind of pushing. They're pushy with it.
They're like, you test drive it. They're like, okay, let me run your credit. I'm like, honey, it's a test drive.
And you could tell they have their ways of trying to get you more comfortable so you make a sale. Because yesterday when I was there, there's this girl. She was there last time, but I guess she went from receptionist to car salesman or saleswoman. And you could see her with the family. Like, they were already signing the papers and stuff. And she's still, like, trying to like, kind of please him.
Really?
Like, kind of get on their good side to make him more comfortable. And I heard her saying, when they left, they're like, yeah. She was like, yeah, that's my 13th sale this month. She's like, my goal's 20. And I'm like, that's like 20 people you have to bullshit just to make a sale.
And the month's about to end. Like, you have like 3 more days.
Oh, fuck. My shoulder's hurting. Or my elbow.
You're like, ow. My kneecap.
But yeah, I could never, ever. I just was noticing that. I was like, wow, these people are like, not sleazy, but like, because everybody knows like car salesmen
are sleazy. The car salesmen are sleazy.
But like, you could see it. And I've watched
Matilda.
When I got there to the dealership, I parked the car in like the servicing part. And as soon as I stepped out the door, this chick was right at the door. She's like, how can I help you? And I'm like, oh, I just need an oil change. Like,
yeah.
Because like straight like that, not even a minute, she was right on my ass trying to make a sale.
You know, like remember when we went to go get our car, like we got down and they're like, oh, what do you guys need? And we're like, we came to look. Like,
yeah,
we don't know. We came to look. If we were going to get a car, we were going to go on a bomb-ass shopping spree. We already said we were.
Yeah.
We got the car. That's why I'm still wearing pajamas. I'm just kidding. No, but like right away they're like, oh, what do you guys need? And then they're like, well, what's your budget? And we're like, listen, honey, our budget's this much, and if we do get a car, we're only putting down this much. And Jaden's like, I brought this much. I'm like, no, don't tell them that.
No. I negotiated with them this time when we were getting the car, because I kind of knew just from listening to like Heath and stuff, because car salesmen are like that. And I was like, okay, if we're going to get a car, we're not paying more than this much a month. And I stuck to that. And they're like, oh, I don't know if we're going to be able to do that. I was like, well, then that we can't, because we're not going any higher. And we negotiated. I like, you could tell they were like trying to, like what I was telling Charlene after we got the car, I was like, how did they say that we weren't able to get it that low, and then magically out of nowhere
he comes, he's like, oh,
I ran some numbers and we're able to get it to that much out of nowhere when they said that they couldn't.
Because I wouldn't have minded. I would have kept my little beat up nasty axle broken car. I would have.
But they're sleazy. I could never ever be a car salesman. I would hate bothering people.
Like, what's another job you would never
any job in sales?
I think an exterminator for me, dealing with rats all day.
I could. I don't know. I would never do that.
Never. What'd you say yours was?
What?
The job you would never do?
Any sales thing. I mean, sales. I don't think sales. Like, sales are a part of business, but I wouldn't do sales. I like marketing.
Yeah.
I love the marketing kind of side of it. Accounting is fucking hard. I could never do that either.
I know he has an accounting class coming up, and he's like, ooh.
I barely passed that class last semester, like by a couple points. So this, and it's the even harder one, so I'm like, fuck, like, I don't even know, like, I need, it's my only class pretty much that I need to, hopefully,
but crossed.
It's gonna be hard as fuck. I would never ever do accounting
ever.
That shit's too many numbers to try.
I could never even do school,
and then that shit's hard, because what if you go into accounting and you have to do businesses taxes and stuff like that, and you end up fucking it up, and you go to jail, or the business people go to jail or something.
I know, like, there's so many times like people get screwed over because like people do their taxes wrong, and like then you have to pay all the kinds of money back to the IRS, and it falls back on the tax person, but like shit sucks.
I don't know, that's crazy. Taxes. One time I saw this video, I don't know if it was before TikTok was around, but it was this little kid, and I don't know if he rigged the system and got the job or something, but he was working for TurboTax from home.
A little kid?
Yeah, he was like 12 or 13.
Shut up.
And he was on the phone with the client, and he was like, all right, let me do this.
He's like, hold on, ask my mom.
And he had like the full setup. He had like the laptop, the calculator, all his books and all that. And he was like, all right, let me figure this out real quick. And he's like typing it out, and it was his sister, I'm guessing, recording, and she was like, how the fuck does he know how to do this?
When you're gifted, you're gifted.
He was quick with it too. He's like, let me put you on hold, and he clicks the headset, because he had a headset on, like the actual like ones you talk to, and it was crazy.
Imagine you're like, your mom like comes home, you're like, he's like, yeah, did my check come in yet in the mail? And she's like, what? Because you can't get a bank account, you see, you can't have like direct deposits, so you have to wait for it in the mail.
Unless he said, I don't know, that's and what then, I'd say, because I don't think they would let you that little.
No. And then like your boss is like, oh, who'd I make it out to? And he's like,
he's like, put it under my mom's name or my sister's name.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's insane.
Imagine the sister got the job and she's like, all right, you do the work and we'll split the check or something.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, but then he's doing all the work.
If he likes it, let him do it. I mean, it's probably illegal. I don't know if that's illegal. It sounds illegal.
It sounds illegal because he's only 12. But then if you're good at it.
Because I feel like if you apply to the job, you have to do it. But if you're working from home, anybody can kind of do the job.
No, you have to be like the certain age.
I know, but if you apply.
Imagine he's like doing it for his mom. His mom's job.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what if the older person applies but doesn't want to do it? And he's like, they're like, you do it and we'll split the check.
Good for him. Getting money at that age.
Yeah. I wonder where he's at now, because it was a long time ago. Maybe he's like some accounting genius or something. He's like
he didn't even like go to college. He's just like, whoosh.
He's like some CEO at TurboTax or something.
Hell yeah, he's the one that took it over.
It's crazy. Sheesh.
Whoa.
But I'm excited for this coming next week's podcast. We have a really special guest for that one.
Yes, we do.
I'm really excited for it, and it'll be out around the same time. This one's going to be out kind of late because
We just had things going on, and we know we had plans, but plans fell through, and it's shit happens in life.
Yeah. But next week is going to be really good. We have a good one planned for that one. We're excited. And this one, if we, since the audio is messed up, this one says 30 minutes and the other one was like a what? Another 30?
Yeah.
So we have like a full hour, probably almost
like
hour.
About like 50 minutes. Cause yeah.
But this one was kind of, I've had fun with this one. Just winging it. We didn't have, we literally, it was like last minute. So we had
me
nothing
and Jane
to
used to do
about.
This all the time. And I'd be like, listen, this is what I saw on TikTok this week. Which I still do it too.
But,
Black Friday's coming up. Oh my gosh. Be safe out there, folks. Make sure you carry pepper spray with you because people are crazy.
Yeah. But, yeah, for winging it, I feel like we did it really good. I mean,
really good.
It was fun.
It was fun. I feel like you can hear my breath when I breathe. Like, you know?
Do you think? Because if not, it's going to, if you can, it probably sounds
no, when
annoying,
I take like a deep breath.
Maybe I could only notice if when I edit it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you want to finish it up?
Yeah, we'll finish it up.
Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's podcast. I know it wasn't in our normal set with all our normal stuff. We just wanted to chill, sit back because we had.
But
literally
I like this
because
I feel like
about.
When I'm in the chair, I feel like really like restrained, and here I'm like bouncing around, you know, being usual Charlene.
Yeah. But I hope you guys enjoyed. Next week, we have an amazing podcast coming for you guys. You can find us on, or if you're listening to the audio, as always, you can find us on YouTube. And if you're watching us on YouTube and you don't want to watch us, you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to it. You can also watch us on TikTok, see our pictures on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And give us a follow. We've been getting a lot of love there lately.
Yeah.
I say that every podcast, but I mean, it never stops. It's kind of just like a continuous thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And we really appreciate
it
a lot.
We really appreciate it. And we put up a little tree. I hope you guys go.
Yeah.
Go to our Instagram and check that out.
You can check that out. Maybe I'll put it in the video, but you guys
can. It says yeet.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening and hope you guys have a good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
And that's it?
I think that's the only holiday.
So far.
When's Hanukkah?
I think that's around Christmas time.
I think it's after Christmas.
Maybe. Happy Hanukkah if it's close. I don't know. We'll have to do our research.
I don't know. Anyways, happy Thanksgiving. If you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, happy Thursday.
Yes. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.